Blog Talk Radio.
Man, this thing keep playing with me, man. At one time it's a show, at one time it ain't a show. We own this bad boy at the moment. Let me see if it's working. See if I can get somebody on there. Oh, it might be working or something. I don't know. Shit. Let me see. Chaos City, chaos. They've been messing up all the while. No, it won't let me open no mics up, so. See how we'll Chaos City up. Chaos City, you out there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hear you.
Yeah, now see, I just hit your mic to open your mic. It don't even show you open, but you talking back to me, so I hear you too. It's still messed up, though, but what's up?
Breaking stress on the door. Breaking stress on the door.
Hey, I hear you, wheelchair.
That's no glory, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead. Hey, Maul, we can't. It don't show no mic, so, but y'all can act a fool now. Ain't nothing I can do about it. Act a fool, boy. You be acting a fool if you want to, boy. Okay, you there,
what's
Cam?
Up, dog? I'm trying to cook me something to eat right now, dog.
Oh, no, man. Look here, man. The show's messing up, man. And, you know, it won't let me open no mics up. It don't even show them open. But I heard that in the big KL City. I heard you. So, I mean, doing something.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Come on.
Got big KL City on.
Yeah.
The nicest guy in the world.
Uh-oh. Let me see, can I get old drunk-ass Ben on here? If I click the thing, it won't open, but it'll let you talk, though. So, evidently, hey, Ben, you on there, Ben? Come on and let him get on your ass, Ben.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, it don't show no mics open. So I reckon if you want to get on or something. If I see you, I just open your mic up, and I ain't open them. I'm just saying I click on it, and it let you talk, evidently. Blog Talk fucking up again. KLC.
Well, I'm out.
Yeah, I hear you. I know. I saw your number, and I just clicked on it, but it didn't open. But you talking, though. Let me see what I find. I want to go on Facebook and tell people the damn show on. It ain't really on. But we own, but we ain't on. But I hear us talking.
Yes,
what's
sir.
Going on out there, fellas? What's going on out there?
Well, all I can tell you, we had a good show down there. So, hey, kind of hope down for Jamie Ray.
Down where? We had a good show down where, B?
In Orlando. Pretty good.
Yeah, I
come down there and stay. I come down and stay in my timeshare down there, and I come down.
Right. Yeah.
And I stayed down. I left Monday.
Okay.
I always come back on a Monday. You know, the weather was a little bad, but I always stay the Monday and come back.
Yeah.
So how you doing?
Well, I'm doing just goddamn great. You be talking, don't you?
No, that don't mean that you're doing good. I mean you're above the ground and ain't nobody walking on.
Well, you ought to already know that if you hear me talking, you dumb motherfucker.
Keep talking, no. I come up there and go make me come up there and get on your head.
Yeah, your mouth might get on, them lips might get on it, but ain't nobody worried about the rest of that shit. Damn, we're just...
No. Hey, look, man. Come up there. Wait, what are you going to do for Christmas? I might come up there and surprise you.
Wheelchair, your mic still on, wheelchair? Wheelchair, hand came up. Can't see this now showing his mic open. It ain't showing Ben open, though. Ben, let me know if your shit close up. I'm trying to open you on the screen, but it won't show it on the screen. But you still there, Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You don't show you open, though, but wheelchair don't either. The only somebody to show they open is Kale City Kale. He must be hair white, though.
You funny.
I mean, you know, them white guys, you know, I don't think they want no blacks on here today. How about them Cowboys?
They gonna
whoop up next week. Miami gonna whoop up next week. Let me see. Can I open Kid up? Let me see. Can I open Kid? Kid, let me know if you can talk, Kid. Say something, Kid.
Oh, yeah, man. What's up, dog?
Yeah, Kid. I click on the button. It don't show us on, but that Kid is, y'all. What's up? Messing up,
Ted,
though.
How you doing?
Yeah, because somebody just made a post, dog, talking about you could they were going to start a GoFundMe page, you know, if you didn't have no money to pay for the show.
Well, tell them to do a GoFundMe page to the body mama some fucking teachers so she can eat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tell them to do that. I keep telling you, motherfuckers, a lot of problems I got.
Dog,
paying my bills right
dog,
now.
You don't
want to
tell kid that, do you? You don't want to tell kid that, do you?
I saw kid throwing that into the show and messing up with you. Yeah. You might have said it. Not showing Ben hand over the wheelchair hand up, but it don't show now one of them mic over.
Well, you know,
like,
Big Ed had
a
problem Friday
two,
night.
Testing, one, two. Testing.
Yeah,
testing.
What's up, Reedy?
All right, well, wheelchair mic is open. I'm going to hit line. Then.
Yeah, I know. I know they open. Yeah, they just don't show it on the board, though. That's what I'm saying. So I don't, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, technical difficulties.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like I said, we know why Big Ed is not Big Ed. He might have not paid for his kid. He might be a problem. That's why they might have fucked him up there.
Oh, okay.
But that's it.
What y'all doing with Big Ed blog talk?
I ain't lying, Mom. I ain't lying. I bet you some black folks on. I bet black folks be on the weekend and fuck everything up on the weekend. They don't ever fix shit. Gotta wait till goddamn it. Gotta wait till Tuesday when the white folks come back to work Monday to fix the shit.
Oh, man.
Blog talk about you tired all these bullshit and lies on these shows, dog. That's probably what it is.
Damn.
Well, see, Mom, I could agree with you, but I can't agree with you because they still taking a motherfucker's money. If they tired of it, stop taking my money, now I'll be right with them. Fuck them. I'm gonna learn how to do that Zoom shit after a while. I might go to Zoom or something, depending on how I feel. I don't want to learn no new shit. I might just go to Zoom. They don't seem to be fucking up as much. Blog Talk just went ridiculous with their shit. They fuck up at least two or three times a month. Hey, Maul.
Yes, sir.
They ain't never fucked up hit my check for that paper joke. They ain't never fucked that up.
Oh,
they ain't never fucked that up. They ain't fucked that up, man.
Right.
What up, Hangover?
Yeah.
What up, kiddo? Hey, dog, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What up, Spinner? Yeah, I hear you.
At Zoom, I have Zoom, too. Zoom work good. But if you got an iPhone, that joke ain't gonna work with iPhone. But I got what they call Android. Android Zoom is fine. iPhone.
Flop, I'm opening up the numbers. I know that you're doing it. Y'all can talk when you want. Flop your mic.
Will it
work with a flip?
I have a tongue, dog. Who that is?
Will it work with a flip?
That's a drunk ass Ben. That's Ben.
No, I'm good today. I've been sick. Oh, I'm good now.
Walmart must have ran out of Solo cups.
No. Uh-oh. Walmart had a run for me. I go in there. I got Walmart stocks. Now what?
Oh, okay.
Hold up. Ben, you going to let that man talk to you like that? Y'all about the same
what
size
I,
and everything.
I got, hey, look at what I told him. I got Walmart stocks. As do he has some.
Mm-hmm. You don't probably let anybody talk to you like that, man.
I
just got some stock in there the other day.
What you got the other day?
Hmm?
What you got the other day?
Shit, I bought something.
Ain't bought nothing. But your mouth running your lips.
Oh, okay.
Damn, kid, you going to take that, kid?
He ain't got
that's
no
big,
soul.
That's Big Ben.
That's
Big Ben. That's Big Ben.
What he want to do now, I can tell him now if he want to invest some stock, go there and go there and get some of that Alaska Airlines thing. They want $100 a share. They trying to sell out their airline. I'm going to go with
them. I don't want none of that stock. I'm afraid of airplanes. I don't want none of that stock.
I ain't worried about that. I like money.
I like that.
You invest in stock, it's just a risk. That's all I can say. It's just a risk. It's a chance you take.
You can get in the show. Well, at least you you can get in the show. I don't know about, yeah. So I just called it. The damn call-in number working.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't pulling myself back, relaxing here. In the, I've been on doctor care, so I couldn't do nothing right now. I'm on lockdown.
You had a military. You had a military doctor.
Oh man,
no, we don't have military doctors. Yeah, we have civilian doctors. What I do, I go to the base, and then they refer me out to a civilian doctor. I don't have no military doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even work on the base. They just refer you out to a civilian doctor.
Yeah. You told them who you want. I'm sergeant first class, Ben, whoever the fuck you want me to be.
Well, I'm doing good. I bet I'm good. I'm doing good. I'm happy. You know, I done came around.
You bought about a couple thousand, man. Let me get a couple thousand from you.
Well, call me in my personal line. I might let you get it. Call me on my personal
line. I'm gonna pay you back when Kid pay me.
Oh, I ain't got to do with Kid. Me and you doing our agreement.
Yeah, but I mean, Kid pay me back.
Kid might don't never pay you back. I ain't on that agreement plan. I ain't saying you can't get, but we ain't on Kid plan.
I got you. Also, okay. Damn, dog, we could have started a GoFundMe to help pay for the show. No, it wasn't for your hope. Yeah.
Just back in the house, dog, taking it easy, man. Trying to think about something to do up there with my daughters up at Atlanta. So they want to do something, go up there with them and hang out with them for Christmas. Oh. That's all I'm gonna do. Hang out with my three kids, my son up there, and two dogs. So I go hang out with them.
You sure they're yours?
Yeah, they mine. Yeah. They mine.
Okay.
They mine.
I hear you. Yeah. What trick are you talking about?
Uh-oh.
Everybody that plan on leaving Navy Federal. Everybody, I understand.
Navy Federal, what they got?
Well, who the best, Navy Federal or USAA? Which one the best, Ben?
I had USAA, right? The insurance, I had to let them go because, you know, it was all veteran. They insurance, when I first did,
who you had to
it
let
was
go?
Cheaper.
Who you talking about?
USAA. On the insurance, I had to let them go. They was, when I first got it, they were cheap. They were more than a regular insurance thing for, you know, for your cars and stuff. They went sky high. Mm. Nah, I let them go. Now, I still got them at my homeowner insurance. I still got them at that now.
Mm.
But a car, I let them go. And I was paying, I got a lot of cars, and I was paying a lot of money. I done got it down to, $2,000 now. I was paying way more than that with USAA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Kid, what you think about Bobby Cole and John Gotti locking in, man?
Oh, that's gonna be a good race. I'm glad you brought that up. That's gonna be, should be a good race, dog. But I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Now you were down there at No Guts No Glory, and you saw where Bobby, the Memphis Gangster, made a couple hits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw where it was, you know, hiced up in the air around about the 400-foot mark, right? Now, what does that? The shocks? Because I see a lot of pro stockers going down through there, and I don't never see them, you know, their ass being hiced up in the air.
Yeah, that's what happened. Ricky
ain't
Ricky
no goddamn pro stock.
Say what, Ricky?
Ain't no pro stock. Ain't no pro stock. Ain't got no Shirley Mo Downies.
Oh, what's the big difference, Ricky? Enlighten me.
Slick versus a radial.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
say something else, kid. You see how close that Memphis Gangster ran to Gotti, right? I mean, to Salt the B, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gonna beat the fuck out of John Gotti.
Oh man.
I hope Bobby is charging them to come to that race.
I don't know about charging, Rick. I ain't gonna get into the personal stuff, but I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, you know, but I mean, shit, they ain't won but one round of racing in a whole year. They need to, if I was Bobby, I told them to get their weight up first, shit. Win a race or something.
Damn, Ricky.
Damn,
how long you been holding that in, Ricky? How long you been holding that in, Ricky?
Well, you know, Bobby's nice. He's just probably, you know, trying to get him a little clout or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Shit. Bobby might be getting somebody he know he can beat their motherfucking ass. That's what he might be doing.
That's true.
I believe he can whoop everybody out there but Salt the Bitch. I believe he can beat everybody out there but Salt the Bitch. That's what I think. What you think, kid? Anybody?
That remains to be seen. The way I figured, goddamn, all of them just about tit for tat.
Bobby Cole. You saw him in Salt the Bitch. Went down there. That was a classic race, that one. But you saw who liked him on.
Yeah,
it
was.
Yeah, but he did a lot of testing. He did a lot of hits, dog. He did a lot of hits now.
Oh yeah.
He couldn't get all them bugs out of it. He went when the final time came. He had to go up and fade the plate. I had to get in that.
Shit.
But that was a good race. There wasn't no runaway.
No, you don't. Anytime you got two real competitors, it don't never supposed to be a runaway. It should never be a runaway unless something happens.
What you saying? But it was
good.
Good
afternoon, people. Good afternoon.
What up, Cleaner?
Damn,
what's
up, buddy? Y'all doing
good?
Hope everybody had a good weekend.
Yeah. Ben, you know Krumi? That's that motherfucking bad little white motherfucker, 134, that drives
stepchild. Oh, now you know he got the bad
If you got a small black car, you can get the number.
Now I know who you're talking about. Now I know.
Yeah,
I know you're talking about. He got the bad 134 in the world.
Yeah.
In the world.
That's him.
That's him. I know. Yeah.
Who y'all talking about, Jimbo?
I wish a motherfucker.
Man, fucker, talk about some goddamn Jimbo. Hey, you talking about nigga, you motherfucker.
Who ever said that, Love? Rachel? Love? Fuck, get him in here, Love. You get that motherfucker to Mike Hill's race, I'll spin his ass smooth around.
Oh, Lord, I just had to, Krumi. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, I really hope you're starting to feel better. If that's what makes you feel better, fucking say it again.
hey, dog, I think him in the car, he had a helmet on, and he was pulling at somebody getting them hell. He was getting them hell in the seat in his car. He didn't know who I was, but he was in the seat driving that car, that Mustang. Boy.
The purple one.
Shit, yeah, you were talking
I told
shit.
Them motherfuckers I was going to break their ass for the day was that in a fucking minute,
like
too.
Like you're breaking something today, you're going to break their ass. I was right over there with them. I seen all
that.
We talking about Creese Washington and damn, that little nut-hugging motherfucker that ain't going to bet not one quarter. He just over there a cheerleader. Don't ever bet shit.
Hey. Hey. Who likes Seattle tonight?
Who's Seattle playing? I ain't looked at
playing they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles, motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck about Philly. Philly going to get their ass whooped. They schedule too hard. They going to get their ass whooped.
You want to bet some money on that boy, fag bait ass nigga?
Give me a take.
I'll give you three. Don't suck a dick in public. Don't lick my ass in public.
Oh, man. I want to see where your heart was at with
feeling. My heart gonna be up your ass once you get through sucking my dick. You want three more?
Hey, Jake, don't tell me you want no more. He's gonna come up with some more shit.
Me and you gonna bet that next game. Me and you going to bet next game.
No, don't talk about no next game. I'm talking about tonight, motherfucker. You wanna...
I got you. I want at that next game.
Mm-hmm.
I got
I'm
you.
Talking about tonight. Anybody on here like Seattle tonight? I'm getting 2-1 odds.
Well, I just tried to get the 2-1 odds. Give me 3 points.
All right, you got 3 points for $100.
Bet. You got to cash
out.
I
quit.
I
lost. I take all time.
Okay. I ain't got no problem with all right,
we lost.
You gave.
I was gonna give you a better bet with 2-1. I was gonna bet my 100 to your 50, but thank you. I like that better. Thank you.
Well, I think I'm gonna win. Though.
Yeah, I'm glad you think that.
Seattle ain't got no team. I think they'll put a lot with them. I think it's them.
Yeah. If you win, just send me your cash app. If you lose, just put my telephone number there, and you see.
I'll call you and
send me back money.
I call you. And I have my wife. Hey, baby, send that $100 cash. Real simple.
No, don't have your wife on there because she might want to give me some money.
Don't worry about that. We're wearing plenty of money gambling, so she ain't worried about that. So she ain't got no problem selling $100. She don't worry about that. She got
she
cash.
Might send, she might send a little bit of something else, but I'm trying to tell you now.
No, mm-hmm. I ain't worried about a rookie trying to get on a game that I don't roll with.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm saying. You ain't talking to no motherfucking rookie, boy.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you now. I know you're wrong. I know you don't been down some roads, and you don't pay some, but I might be the unpaid.
Yeah. Well, I was going to give you a goddamn $100 to $50 bid, but I like that bid.
Well,
then
don't do it then. Show me where your heart
nah,
is.
No, we
don't.
No, I already got... I got a better one which you just gave me. That's better shit.
Well, I ain't got no problem with it. I ain't got no problem. Got
if they can't beat Seattle by 3 points, them bitches don't need to be.
Look at man. Look at my money one with Buffalo just blow dash and slam out the world. So I ain't got no problem with getting you $100.
Did Dallas play this weekend?
They played Buffalo. Buffalo beat the damn shit out of them. I thought
Buffalo was scrimmage with a scrimmage team.
I don't know how we took them in the overtime. Philly took it in the overtime. Man, we messed up. Philly were dead, too. They were dead, too. They went to overtime. Mm. That's on the way Philly got away because they were dead. But that's okay. Look what Philly said. Last 2 weeks, what happened to Philly? They've been getting beat down. You better look at that. They've been... I'm gonna get some of your money. I take a third thing and take a risk.
You want to bet another 100?
No, I got you where I want you at right now. I donated that. I'm gonna get it back and get some more.
Okay.
I got you where I want.
Right.
I ain't
right
got
on.
No problem getting you.
Right.
I tell you, you want to bet with Dallas and Miami Dolphins that week?
Nah.
I like Miami.
I hope Miami do win. Only for this, I'm trying to make
Miami
sure that
that
I just
want
to make sure that Philadelphia win the series though. So I ain't gonna dog nobody out though.
I know what you're saying.
If Philadelphia can't win it, I want Dallas to win it. But I know that San Francisco gonna probably beat all the motherfuckers. San Francisco gonna probably beat all of them.
Easy schedule. Philly got a hard schedule to fight a way out. Dallas got an easy schedule.
Dallas got the hard schedule. Philly got the easy schedule out the way out, dumbass.
No.
You got it backwards, Ben.
Philly got the easy schedule.
Dallas got the hardest schedule. They just played Buffalo. They got to turn around and play Miami. Shit. You call that easy?
I just thought I was gonna call in and listen to him get TikTok.
Shit, y'all do TikTok. Bean gonna be the tick man today. I mean, Ryan gonna be the tick man today. What y'all? Hey, we got all that background noise, man. Y'all know I can't control y'all today because my bowl messed up. Y'all gotta give me that noise though. If I can't find it, you know me, I cut the whole show off. I can't stand that background noise. Hey, Private Ryan.
Yes.
Private Ryan. What makes the most horsepower? Being all or heavy all?
You said what makes the more horsepower?
Yeah, what all makes the most horsepower?
Ain't neither one of them make horsepower.
You sure?
Four don't make horsepower. Positive.
You sure? Hold up now.
Positive.
You said you was a tech man. You sure? Are you sure?
No, I never said I was no tech man, but neither one of them make horsepower.
Hold on. All right, that's your right. All right, anybody agree or disagree with Ryan? Come on out. Do y'all agree or disagree with Ryan?
I agree with Ryan.
Hold up. I just asked a question. When one somebody talking, everybody can't talk at the same time. So let one man answer, and everybody else be quiet till he answers. Kid, what you said? You agree or disagree?
I agree with Ryan. I ain't never known no motherfucking wall to make no horsepower.
Okay, I disagree. If you mother, see, that's what's wrong with the damn show. Don't no bitch listen. You just get on there and start grinning and everything. You can't never hear the fucking answer. That's why y'all be quiet. Who disagree with Ryan?
I disagree.
All right, tell me why.
Because the oil, you can get more velocity and viscosity in the oil. If you use a thicker oil, use a thinner oil, it get more thinner rotation in that crank.
All right, stop now. Anybody else? Somebody else was finna say something. Who else? Was that you finna say something, Ricky? Somebody say, I disagree. Come on.
Yeah, I disagree. I'm like him. A lighter oil will allow stuff to it don't give you as much protection, maybe, but it definitely will allow stuff to spin faster.
Y'all be quiet. Let me tell y'all. Thicker oil does make more horsepower. The thicker the oil is, the better the seal on the rings. The better seal on the rings is less blow-by. Less blow-by is more fucking power. All you smart motherfuckers out there. Hello?
Hey, dog, why do...
Yeah, well, like I said,
I'm telling you the answer. Hey, I'm telling you the answer. The thicker the oil is, it helps on ring seal. The thicker the oil is, the better the ring seal. The better the ring seal, the less blow-by you got. The more power you got.
Can I say this? That's not what, for everybody that's smart on the phone, that's not what make horsepower. I care less about a goddamn oil. That does not make horsepower.
Yes, it do.
Yeah, it do. Well, I'll say this. I'm going to say this. An engine ain't nothing but a vacuum pump. That's all what it is.
I'm telling you why it make more horsepower, Ryan. I just asked which make more horsepower, thin oil or heavy oil. That's all I asked. And it is the thicker oil because, like I just told you, it seals better. Anything that seals better is going to make more horsepower.
Hold on. You didn't – hopefully this show is recorded because you didn't ask. You didn't ask. Which one make more horsepower? You say
– Yes, I did. I asked which oil make more horsepower. Being all
horsepower. You didn't say more horsepower. You said which one make horsepower. And I answer you, neither one of them make horsepower.
That's what you heard. You said me. But either way, if I ask that one, it's a thicker oil, it's going to make more horsepower. It's going to make more horsepower if it's selling that. Hold on, let me ask. Don't a better seal make more horsepower?
I would think so, but I don't think it's the oil that's making it seal better.
What makes the ring seal better?
He got the right ring gap, everything.
Don't it expand inside the, what you call it, and seal up? Don't want to pick on, make it seal up bigger?
Yeah, but that has, that, that, No, that don't have nothing to do with on all that.
I'm gonna tell all y'all bitches out there now. Y'all Google it if you don't know. I'm telling you what I know. You dumb motherfuckers. All you some dumb motherfuckers.
No, but I'm gonna tell you this. But what Ricky's saying is, it's called peristatic loss and rotate mass. So what he's saying was right in that aspect, because a heavier oil would create more rotate mass. So it'll have.
True.
So oil is just to reduce the friction in the motor.
Hold on, Mr. Ryan. If you put some 20 weight oil in your car, if you put some 20-50 weight oil in your motherfucking car, and you put some 10-30 in your car, which one you think gonna make the most power?
Which one I think that's gonna make the most power?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I would think personally the lighter oil would.
Now,
do you realize
when your motor is cold, regardless of what weight oil in there, and if it's zero, then it's less, what you call it, if it's 10, it's less, whatever. Them numbers in the front, that's when it's cold. It's gonna still rotate mass until it warm up.
No,
until it warm up, all those other fucking things.
But you know that oil has a weight to it. Just like fuel, both of them got weight to it. So I would think it just depends on the design of the motor, because the thicker oil may have.
Oh yeah, it is designed for the motor. But like I said, motors like you got and Ricky got, y'all got the motors built for motherfucking power, for horsepower. Y'all got wider clearances and everything. Hey man, somebody on two phones, man.
I ain't gonna say that. You know, I'm not gonna say oil make horsepower, because that's what you originally asked. You didn't say which one make more horsepower. You asked.
Okay.
Which oil makes horsepower?
I'm gonna let you have yours, and I'm gonna have mine. But I'm gonna tell you, you're a dumb motherfucker, man.
No, I just answered the question you asked. Hey, kid, what did he ask?
All right, y'all got me. Y'all double teaming me now.
No, I just because kid came back and answered and said he agreed with me, because neither one of them make horsepower.
Well, now, Ryan, you know kid agree with anything, because kid ain't really smart with a fuck. Kid's the dumbest bastard on him.
No, he ain't.
You already know that.
but if somebody like hurt you, you said which one make horsepower, and I never knew that oil made horsepower. Now, if you rephrase
well,
the question
well,
and say,
but now you do. All do make horsepower.
No, neither one don't make horsepower. That's not what make horsepower.
Oh, yeah. They make horsepower now. They make horsepower.
I'll tell you what you do, Ryan.
Next time you got your motor, Ryan. Put your motor on the dyno, Ryan. Put your motor on the dyno and put some 10 or 20, 30 weight in there, and then turn around and put the 20, 50 in there and see who makes the most horsepower. Do that one time.
I don't even think that shit would even show up on a dyno.
It will.
It won't even show up on a dyno.
The warmer the motor is, the thinner the oil gonna get. So that 20-50, when it gets warm, it's gonna have the capacity of a 50 weight. It's gonna see a bit net. That 20-30 weight oil, it's gonna seal better.
When it seals
them cylinders better, you're gonna make more power, right?
Oil don't seal no fucking cylinders. Don't put none
in your car and see what it do then.
No, that's not what seals the damn motor. I don't think. I ain't trying to be funny, but I don't think you know the operation of a goddamn gasoline motor.
I don't know. All I do is read.
Yeah.
It's an engine, not a motor.
So I don't think you know the operation of them, but I answered the question. But you know what I came on here for? I want to know why these motherfuckers down south so much of a goddamn hater. Why do y'all hate so? I ain't saying all y'all, but I'm just saying as a whole. Why do y'all fucking hate so motherfucking much? Like y'all born with hating your goddamn blood.
You talking about my baby won't let you get in that shootout?
No, I'm talking about I put my motor up there for sale out of my damn car. Then this fucking sausage head motherfucker come on there and had the same post and put the goddamn motor up using the same damn words and saying the same shit and making a mockery out of my post. I don't like that. You get what I'm saying? I don't like that.
Oh, in other words, you trying to, when you're trying to sell some stuff, they're trying to make fun about what you're trying to sell, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
No,
I agree.
No, that ain't cool. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
That ain't cool at all because, see, I ain't no hoe-ass motherfucker like they are. And sometimes people get offended like I am. I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I
was right about that.
Joke like
who,
that.
You know who said it, man? You know who said it?
That pussy motherfucker, what's his name? Jeremy Wright or whatever his name is. He didn't want to put the post up. That shit ain't funny. You get what I'm saying? It ain't funny at all. Because I wouldn't do that to the fucking junk they got. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do that. And I ain't no fucking hater. That's all I got to say. I ain't no fucking hater. I ain't never going to hate on nobody. I ain't got to. I just think it ain't fucking cool for a pussy motherfucker to do that. I put my damn motor up for sale, and then they put a junk-ass small block of motor for $7,500 up there and say, I put mine up for $35,000. They put theirs up for $36,000. They got my post and take post and intertwine the goddamn words and made a mockery out of them. That shit ain't cool, man.
That ain't right.
Yeah, no, that's whole shit.
That right there ain't right. I don't give a fuck who he is. That's not right.
Yeah, no. But you got people that will not call them on it. That shit ain't cool at all.
Well, you just did it now. Believe it or not, we got 98 people on this motherfucker already. So it's going out. It's been heard now. That ain't
like,
right when somebody's
like
trying to sell some shit.
Like, I see a whole lot of shit. Don't you know? I see a whole lot of people post motors up there, and I don't never say whether it's some junk or not. If I feel that they motor is some junk, I just feel it personally. I keep my opinion to myself because I don't want to
say nothing. Hold on, Ryan. Anybody that's on the show now that can hear me, I can't tell whether you hit the one button or not, so if you want your mic on, you're going to have to text me to open your mic on whatever number you're on. You need to text me and let me know you need me to open your mic. I'll hit the button, and it don't show it's open, but it will open. Now, what Ryan is saying, people out there, for everybody to know, whether you like Ryan or don't like him or don't know him or whatever, if somebody's out there trying to sell something, a product, don't care what it is, if you don't know nothing about it, it ain't for you to come on there and dog nobody's property and then when they're trying to sell it. That's bad business. I fully agree with you 1,000% on that, Ryan. I don't give a fuck who he is. I agree with
him. No, but you know what? He's trying to be funny, but that's the same motherfucking motor that they were scared to get up there and run me with. So that's what they should
have. Hold on a minute. Jeremy Rock, is that Juice?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm going on mute.
Yeah. They should never say nothing. They should post up there. They should have helped me sell it by saying he's selling a motor that we are scared to run in his fucking car. That's what they should have said. They should have said that's a bad motherfucker. I can guarantee you that motherfucker's smaller than all the goddamn motors. Like, if they want to talk shit, we ain't never went to no tech in that damn class, and they was trying to stop me from running in it. I bet
Chef Lee, your mic ought to be on, Chef Lee. I don't know. Go ahead.
I bet you that goddamn motor right there is smaller than everybody motor that was in those damn shootouts, and it make more power than everybody motors in those fucking shootouts. And they got some junk-ass shit. And the nerve of them to come over there and fucking hate on me.
So hold on, Ryan. So you done changed motor, so that means you do got another motor in your car now? You got a bigger motor in your car now?
No. What I'm saying is I'm trying to sell the motor I got in my fucking car. That's what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
You selling out or just going up, or you upgrading? You selling out or upgrading?
If somebody buy it, I'll try to get something that's that I can apply a little bit more pressure on. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck about
you.
I'm trying
hey,
to get
whoever,
that's
whoever that's trying to talk. You don't have to hold up your phone. Already messed up, so you don't have to disguise your voice. Just talk normal, and maybe it'll come out disguised because we can't hear you. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, but you know that's whole shit. That's all.
Right.
That's all I can say. Like we don't have we have haters up here, but we don't hate like that. You get what I'm saying?
Oh no. No, I disagree with that now, Ryan. We got haters every motherfucking way. Don't just put it on the
yeah,
North
South. I just
said,
hold on. I just said we have haters up here, but we don't hate like that. You get what I'm saying?
Hate is hate. I don't give a damn how you put it.
See,
hate is
see,
hate.
We have a, no. See, we have a different type of hate up here. We have people up here that'll run you and run next to you and tell your fucking time and tell what the fuck they think you ran. Now, that's whole shit, too.
Uh-huh.
It's just a
I
different
agree.
Form.
100%. I agree, man. I agree 100%. 115%. I agree. Everything. I don't like your ass, Ryan, but you tell the truth, though. You tell the truth, though.
I mean, you may not like me, but one thing for sure, you can't beat me.
I don't
know
what
you like me or not. You can't
beat
me.
That's what I'm saying, Ryan. I wish somebody gonna beat your ass so I could.
It's
you right.
Remember, it's me on top of you. You can't beat
me. Yeah, right. Let me say it like I said, Ryan. Well, I don't like you because I can't beat you. When somebody beats your ass, then I'm going to come back and like you. But I got to witness somebody. Because you just talk too nasty to these people. They won't do nothing about it, right?
Ain't nothing they can do about it.
Yeah.
What they going to do?
What kind of car you got? Let me ask.
You don't even fucking worry about what type of car I got, man. I don't even want to entertain no conversation for no motherfucker that ain't going to do nothing. So don't even waste your time, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, I don't play the games that you play. Like, if you want to play a game, go play the lottery. Don't play with me. Like, I don't want to do that.
I don't even play the motherfucking lottery. Fuck the lottery and fuck the scratch off and fuck you.
I don't want to do that, man.
Now, Kuma, you can't
answer,
man.
I don't know what kind of car you got.
That's Dirty Diana. That's the Dirty Diana car. That's the Dirty Diana car.
And he knows you, man. You better stay your ass over there.
But just like
Dirty Diana.
You know, you got motherfuckers hating it, and I don't know why they hate. But then you have a motherfucker make an excuse and say it was just a joke or it being funny. That shit ain't funny, man.
Mm-hmm. Right,
I'm
going to
beat the fuck
out
of that damn juice car. Don't people fear me.
Damn.
So now since they ain't got no motherfucking heart, now they want to make fun because I'm selling my goddamn motor, got it for sale. That shit ain't cool.
Yeah. No, you don't pull the dog nobody to sell on nothing they doing. Not yet.
Yeah.
I agree with
they
that.
They should be trying to...
No.
Hey, look. They should be secretly trying to get it and put it in their damn car. If you ask me.
Hey, Ryan, you know when I say I don't like you, I'm just talking. That's just race talk. You know that ain't no personal talk.
Yeah.
I just need somebody to whoop your ass because you talk so nasty.
It ain't gonna be from that goddamn juice crew. That whoever affiliated with them, it ain't gonna be for none of them. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
They ought to come in and lock your ass in. What he ought to do?
Oh shit!
But they not. They don't even have the heart to even do that.
Damn.
Not even a year later, these pussy motherfuckers don't even want to look me in my eye. They want to be friends.
You do got a pretty car. I'll give you that. I don't know how fast it is, but it is pretty.
Hold on. Who got a pretty? You say you got a pretty car.
A pretty? It's pretty. We can take it to my road to another car and show
you. You talking about Dirty
Diana? That car's three different colors.
Dirty Diana is not pretty, man.
But
it's not
just one color.
It's
all
fucking
not good.
Dirty Diana is not
colors.
Pretty. Some of it might be fast, but it ain't pretty now. Goddamn, all over the hill you get that light from. It might be fast, but it ain't pretty well, but damn.
Hey, but I ain't trying to be the prom queen, but what I am trying to do is address motherfuckers that, like, you know.
Maybe I'm thinking
you know,
of the wrong things.
I mean, regardless of how you fucking think about it, I just ain't going, and I don't understand why would a motherfucker be funny, you know? Like that ain't funny at all.
Hey, right. No, that goddamn Ryan must be from the Chicagoland area because he's strictly bad acting.
No, Ryan, I love that. Ryan a bad motherfucker. I don't see how this many motherfuckers in got race cars and won't shut his goddamn mouth. I don't understand this shit.
Huh?
Yeah,
all those people down there, and I got it on the internet, it's less than what they have.
And look here, all these motherfuckers talking about they so bad, fucking north and fucking south. I figure somebody down south want to fuck them up just because they say they don't like the motherfuckers up north. That ought to be enough to fuck them up. Should he come down here and shit in his face, use the bathroom, don't even flush the toilet and shit? Man, come on, man.
Hey, look. After I sit in their face, I won't wipe my hands with no tissue, but I go shake their fucking hand. It ain't gonna do nothing. They ain't gonna do nothing at all.
I tell you, boy, ain't no way in the fucking world I'd have a race car in his category and let this motherfucker talk this much shit. Ain't no way in fucking hell. Y'all had a motherfucker.
Let me get 100 on top.
Put 100 and get somebody to whoop Ryan's ass. That's what you do.
Man, fuck Ryan. I can't draw him. The first thing you say, you got a Mustang, I got a G-body, though. Come on, hush.
No, you running Mustangs and Camaros and everything,
no?
No, you running Mustangs and Camaros and everything.
But I want to ask this. If I put my motor up there and I'm trying to sell this motherfucker, and you got a fucking sausage head motherfucker making a joke and put they... Like the motor that they got up there trying to sell is the fucking $7,500 motor. And we all know that, like, you can read he has the same verbiage as what I had on my damn post. You know, that's offensive, man. Like, that's not no damn joke. That ain't no joke at all. They should have been trying to convince me to let them buy it and me keep it a secret. So I can guarantee you that fucking motor probably was the smallest big block in that damn class. And we couldn't find out in comparisons to what he'll do because these whole ass motherfuckers wouldn't go.
What happened? What y'all talking about? I posted my motor up there,
and that pussy motherfucker gonna make a post. It's something about he got a small block. And he's selling for $36,000. He got the same words that you got in the post when you shared it. You put the same.
I don't know. That's crazy, but hey man, I don't know. I don't know if motherfuckers trying to play games or be funny, but that ain't
nothing to be funny about though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk shit amongst each other and try to race each other, whether the race happened or not, but when a motherfucker trying to sell something, man, and try to put an ad up to sell his shit like motherfuckers playing jokes and being comedians, man. That's like there's no place for that shit, man. Then they wonder why a motherfucker like me be aggressive and want to fuck somebody up. You know what I say, like
right.
Shit.
Right.
I looked at the ad and I said nice ad. I love the wordage. You know what I'm saying? I love the. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta. Laugh at this shit, dog, because man, motherfuckers play games when they shouldn't play games.
But it ain't shit.
Now, we don't have to say that. What I said, if somebody's trying to sell some shit, you don't go ahead and dog them out. The same way we say we don't dog out tracks and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, it pisses me off when a man trying to sell his shit. I don't get on nobody ass playing games. I'm none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you trying to sell your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Get off my fucking post if I'm selling something
right.
Or if I'm doing a raffle. If you ain't going to be serious when a man trying to push his shit off, then leave it the fuck alone. Like, it's a time to play games and time not to. Like, motherfuckers trying to sell their motor and move on or whatever, and they got a good piece. Whether you think it's good or not, it ain't for you to get on there and play no fucking games with that shit, man. Then when a motherfucker hit their ass in their motherfucking mouth, because all these niggas soft as hell, they don't want to do nothing. Then when you threaten their ass, say you going to fuck them up, now you wrong. But this why you this why you going to get fucked up, because you playing not, games, man, when a motherfucker being
right.
serious.
Not to
right,
stay in
right.
your lane.
No, but I mean, at the end of the day, that's the mode they want to fucking run. Like, what, like, they should have been on there being humble and saying, yeah.
Then it sold. Brad, hold on. This is crazy, bro. It sold in 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that ain't the motor they had for sale. I'm not saying they didn't sell it. But all I'm saying is, why? Like, why? That's the same. That car right there did not want to even run Ryan. Now, Ryan put a post up to sell his motor, and then y'all come back and put the same exact verbiage, all the same wording, except change it to small block and change the price. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the price by
$1,000.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then it sold in 20 minutes.
They
playing games, man, for no reason. But then they don't even want to race the man. Like, I don't even know who that guy is. I don't know him. Don't know nothing about him. But, you know, like I said, God, wow. All you can do is say wow to some of this shit, man.
Hey, a motherfucker that's a motherfucker trying to stay out of my damn way, and what he's trying to do is he's trying to get his fucking pennies, dimes, and nickels and go get a fucking real piece and try to run me fucking
hope,
that guy.
I hope, and you know, I look at Mike Hill, you know what I'm saying? Like, I assume me and Mike is cool. I do. But that was some bullshit. That was some real bullshit. And I would have think Michael would have said, you know, hey, man, y'all wrong for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm even with Ryan, like Ryan
can you
guy,
assume Mike
Cleaner,
though? Can you assume Mike Cleaner, though? Can you assume
Mike put a, Mike made a comment on a motherfucker. Yes.
Uh-huh.
He seen it.
Okay.
He made a comment
okay.
on it. So all I'm saying is,
he said, just go.
Hey, listen. Oh, hear what I'm saying. I'm not pointing the blame at Mike. I'm going to just use a scenario. Okay. If one of my guys is trying to tell you right now, like, I'm a nigga, I keep it 100. Ryan had got on Ryan Grisby ass. I'm talking about dead on his ass in March last year. I told Ryan in front of everybody, leave that man the fuck alone. He'll tell you right now. I know he didn't like it. I know it, but me and Ryan is good. Me and Ryan like brothers. So he knows he got to deal with me. How he got to deal with me. I deal with him. Me and that nigga argue and everything. But we respect each other. I told him that man is off limits. He don't have nothing to do with this shit. Leave that man alone.
Uh-huh.
I know for a fact Ryan didn't like that shit. Because I said it in front of other people. But it's like some things you got to stand on, bro. And I just that shit was like 100% out of pocket. Whether they sold the motor for real, they did the shit identical to the way Ryan had his shit up there. This man tried to sell his shit. This is a motor that's in the car that tried to run that same car. Y'all didn't want to run the motherfucking car, but then you take your post and put a post up identical. That's just, man, some shit is just. Should be off limit, and these people don't understand this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had motherfuckers calling, you know, they had motherfuckers calling about the fucking motor, wanting information that they deal with. I mean, it's like some things is just to be off limit, man. But then they wonder why us niggas up here in Chicago, and I'm going to say it, they wonder why we want to fuck somebody up. Y'all fucking with the wrong people, man. We cut from a different cloth, and we, like, some things, like, we just don't play games with, man. And I'm being honest with you. Some shit we just don't play games with. Like, we know how to separate shit. And people just like, in this racing world, like, motherfuckers should just keep it racing. For real. Keep it fucking racing, man. And if a man tell you he don't like this, what you saying out your mouth.
Who back there sniffing that snot at him out, man? Put your phone on mute till you get through with me.
Yeah, they need to hang his ass up.
Let me say it again. The show, hey, guys, let me put out my disclaimer tape. For all you guys that just come on, if you come on, the show is messing up, but we still on here talking and everybody can hear. If you want to get on, you got to text me and let me know to open your mic. It won't let the one button show me that you want to get on or not. You know, text me and let me know you want to get on and I'll open your mic. Go ahead, Tate. Go ahead, Tate.
No, I'm just saying, man, I think people done got aside from just the basics, like just generally having respect for one for another person, whether it's a female or a male.
All right,
so all
right.
Y'all was talking about last week.
I just got a text. They say y'all can't come on here every week threatening people. We're
telling them shut the fuck up. Then tell them to watch their mouth.
We don't need y'all.
Ain't nobody. I didn't threaten nobody. I ain't threatened nobody.
Right.
Ryan ain't threatening nobody. Skin ain't threatening nobody. Brother D ain't threatening nobody. All we saying is, man, motherfuckers got to have a level of respect for one another. And if you don't want to respect that, then you might get fucked up.
Uh-oh. Okay.
You can play with it all you want.
And this is what we going to do. Whoever sent you that text, tell them we're going to be at every motherfucking race that we want to be down south. It is not that they go fucking.
I guarantee you, the nigga that sent that text ain't got the fucking heart to get on his motherfucker and say it himself. See, that's the shit I'm talking about. Bitch ass nigga, get on the phone and talk. Like, we the only ones on the phone that got the heart to say what the fuck we want to say. How the fuck y'all grown ass me and y'all on this show and y'all bitch ass send dog a text but want to hide your hand? Y'all grown. And I'm not saying I'm the toughest motherfucker in the world. I'm not threatening you. But I'm going to tell you how the fuck I feel because I'm a man and I'm going to stand on my business. If you disrespect me, you're going to get dealt with if I didn't talk to you and I tried to explain to you that I don't like this or I don't like that. Because if you talk to me as a man and say, Tate, don't say this to me, I'll never say it to you again in life because I respect every man and every woman.
That's because y'all bad acting, man. Y'all bad acting.
We ain't bad acting. We ain't bad acting, kid. And I'm serious, kid. We talking about some serious shit. I'm saying, if you respect me, I'm going to respect you. I got a whole lot. You and you, kid. Me and you ain't never had an argument. I ain't never said no name to you. I ain't never called you out your name. Like, what's wrong with people? Why y'all don't understand this shit?
Hey, man, what can I say?
They take this shit for a fucking game. I treat you how you treat me. If you disrespect me and I tell you I don't like what you said to me,
y'all talking some serious. Let me ask a question, though. Let me ask a question by just me being around most of this shit. Now, the situation with Juice and Ryan, all right, if Juice doesn't say it, that they don't want to fuck with y'all for whatever reason, and do y'all supposed to keep Juice with them if they say they don't want to fuck with y'all? I'm just asking. Tell me how you handle that situation.
Let me say something before Ryan says something. Nephew held a conversation with Ryan, bro, and started the whole situation with him and Juice. Okay. So when Nephew opened the door for it, dog, and said he's going to do this and do that, which he ain't do nothing wrong. Let's say this. If you own a race car and you don't want a motherfucker to draw on you, sell the bitch. Get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a car and I got a car and I think we be a good race, or you done talk shit to me in the past, I'm going to say something to you. I'm going to fuck
now,
with you.
But now, let me ask you, okay, let me put it out to you, then let you talk, because you're talking good, but I don't know the whole story. Now, if nephew hadn't said that, and I done heard him say he don't want no trouble again, too, now if it's me, I'm talking about me now, if I'm the one just keep pushing the shit up, should y'all just ignore that and not fuck with them just because of what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm the one who want them to run y'all, but they say they don't want no trouble. How do you handle that?
Yeah, I know you doing that, and you don't got nothing to do with it, dog, but all I'm saying is, you can't tell a person. I just had this conversation today. It's a lot of shit that I don't entertain on Facebook because I ain't going to stop, dog. You know I ain't going to stop.
Mm-hmm. Right,
of shit that I don't even entertain because I'm not going to stop. I'm going to stop when the fuck Tate going to stop. So nephew opened the door for Ryan to fuck with him. Nephew drawed on Ryan, and nephew can get on here. Me and nephew cool.
So you basically saying don't matter when he say he don't want to do nothing, he done already opened the door, and you can't close that door. Do you want to close that door? Is that what you're saying?
You can't close that goddamn door. You can't tell Ryan to stop fucking with you.
I'm on mute.
Tell me, what did I say wrong? If you fuck with me, same way that I fuck with Sweetness now. They was fucking with me. I paid them people two punk out money. They can't tell me when to stop fucking with them. Oh, okay. If they keep declining, they can just keep declining. But I'm at their ass.
Okay.
I want to run.
Okay,
I want to run Randy Moss to the end of fucking.
Because
time.
I'm trying to say, if y'all kept fucking with me because I was saying something, I was gonna stop saying it because I don't want no country.
No,
it
ain't got nothing to do with you, dog. They opened the door like when you open the door, and it ain't personal. I don't have nothing against them. They don't want to race me, but I don't have nothing against them.
Right.
I just want to race them because they were talking shit to me when my car was fucked up.
Yeah. Right.
Hey,
that's
look,
all.
Back in February of this year.
Come to the phone, Ryan. Come to the phone, Ryan.
What about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, back in February, in the morning time, nephew say, because I asked him about that gray Regal that they got. I said, man, I want to run that car. My car ain't even fucking complete. We never ran the car, none of that. Nephew say, I don't know. Well, I got this red Cutlass or this maroon Cutlass, and I'm like, okay, you know, how would I know? I don't live down there. You get what I'm saying? I live 10 hours away. So I wouldn't ever even knew the damn car unless he introduced me to it.
Right.
So I came down to the Bobby Cole race. They started talking shit. Next thing I know, when I get back, that goddamn weak-ass guy from fucking Florida, I got on the phone. I just listen. What's his name? Smoke. He got on the goddamn phone, talking shit, talking about, I fuck him up. And guess what? Did I race him this year? No, I didn't. I wasn't a hold up. So I tried to run him. I tried to run pretty much everybody that looked like me. You understand what I'm saying? But everybody focused on me running a car that they wouldn't run.
Right.
That was the focus. But now
I got a question.
Go ahead.
I got one out to you.
I'm confused. All right, now this is what I heard. I heard that Tate and Ryan says, "Hey, if I want to step on your neck and stay on your neck, I can." Okay, and then I also heard, "Hey, this car posted a small block for sale." For that worded the same way as another post. I posted a motor for sale, but it was a small block, instead of a big block, and it's a price difference and everything. And that is a problem. Now, to me, it just seems like they just kind of giving it back to what you're giving them, just in another way. But it ain't. It's okay for you to do it, but it's not okay for them to do it. That don't seem right.
Hey Ricky. I'm glad you said that. Are we talking about giving somebody some shit on racing, and then now we talking about some shit that got something to do with
it? It's all the same thing, ain't it?
Let me ask you something. Are you what we're saying? You're mixing business with racing. That's cool. You saying that's cool? Because Mike
actually,
Mike posts up a
actually,
lot of Mike posts up a lot of motors and cars for sale. Trey posted up motors and shit for sale. We don't play no games with that. Ryan don't go on. I would never do it anyway. But Ryan don't go on those posts, man, and try to mimic that shit and play games with that shit. Ricky, we talking about business.
I saw the post. I saw the sale post.
I'm just asking you because I know you're in the middle. Ricky, I'm asking you because I know you're in the middle. If I'm giving you shit trying to race you, and then you post us some shit about your business, how you fix wheels and all that, and I mimic that shit, you actually think that's the same?
I mean, let me ask
Ricky
a
question. Hey, Ricky, let me ask you a question. I know I'm going to be told to stay out this. What you said, it seemed like you there giving back what they received. Is that not what Tater and Saj doing, giving back what they received?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
This is what I'm saying now. If Tater and Saj is giving back what they received, that means it had to start on the other end, not with them. Agreed?
Hold on, nephew, Mike can tell this better than us, because I was going to ask too, somebody got on my ass the other day about the statute of limitations on when you can keep fucking with somebody. Tate just said it ain't no statute of limitations once you open the door. So let nephew and Tate, nephew, where you at, nephew?
I'm over here, dog. I kind of caught the ass in. I ain't here when they first started. I just caught like in the middle when Tate was talking, saying something about the post they put up. Then he just said something. You say that post mimicking y'all, Tate?
Yeah, the dude, whoever. I don't know the dude, nephew. Jeremy Wright.
You said Jeremy Wright.
He took the ad that we had up for Ryan Carr. He copied it. And put it up, and he changed the picture. Ryan had a picture of his car and the motor, and then he took the exact verbiage that I put up, and he posted it. Which, like I said, this shit even wouldn't even be talked about to y'all, because I don't give a fuck. When y'all hear me say, dog, this shit don't bother me, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to find another way to get you motherfuckers. That's how I feel. I'm that type of nigga. If I don't get your ass in the wash, I'll catch your ass in the rinse. That's how I feel. So I would have never even, let's get this shit together. I would have never even brought this shit up on this motherfucking show because I don't give a fuck. But you go look at my post. He took the exact verbiage that I put on my post, and he made a post, and he changed the pictures, and he changed the wording to a small block, and he changed the price, nephew. So I told Ryan. Ryan called me. I said, "Hey man, you know, Facebook is just messy. Social media. He'll tell you. I told him word for word. I said, social media messy. They fucking with you. They did that post for whatever reason to fuck with you. I can't see no other reason why you would take another man's sale ad and use exact wording and then put your pictures." The exact type of pictures he had and put it up there. They fucking with you, bro. Fuck it. It is what it is. That's exactly what I told him. So now, nephew, you can speak on what you want to say.
Yeah, I ain't see it as they fucking with Ryan when they did that. I ain't see it. And I heard Ryan say earlier when he said he asked me about the Regal early in the year. He did. And I told him that. Had a Cutlass. He said he didn't know whatever went on with that. And, yeah, we ain't never raced. I mean, I just don't see that wrong with that. He ain't never seen the Regal downtown this year. I was seeing the Regal one coming out. So,
you know, I don't think like he's talking about that, you brought up, when you brought up the Cutlass, and then he tried.
He said, I want to run the Gray Regal, right? You remember that?
Right, and then you brought up the Cutlass, right?
Right, because He ain't seen the Great Rico none of his years. Little Rico one coming back.
They're not talking about the Great Rico. They're not talking about the Great Rico.
What you just say, none is year? Nobody had race, so we have not seen nothing. Y'all ain't seen my car. I ain't seen none of your cars. I just happened to see this goddamn Rico. In February, I asked, I said, man, let me lock in that damn Rico.
Right.
I knew I was going to be at. And you said, well, I got this red colors. And then somebody in the background that was a dick sucker was like, yeah, get him, let him run that. And I'm like, okay. I was like, my man, I'm like, you dick-sucking motherfucker.
Right.
Like, okay, what that mean? It's a car I ain't never seen before. But you can't
right.
introduce
and I
me
knew
to
the
something.
Regal wasn't coming out. That's what I'm saying. You couldn't run
yeah,
a car
but
that wasn't
no, but,
coming
but
out.
No, we have no problem with that. That's your prerogative.
Right.
But what I have a problem is you introduce me to a car, curled
right.
up, stuck your tail
right.
between
right.
your legs, and you didn't
did
do
that.
Nothing. Right?
Didn't do a goddamn
so,
thing.
So. Huh?
Right.
Yeah,
I ain't do shit. So I'm saying, okay, so what are you saying, though?
What I'm saying is they should never put that post up there. It's a mockery. It's a game. I don't play games like that. I'm not going to say, I don't think you're taking it wrong
because I didn't see nobody. I didn't see it that way. I didn't see them fucking...
Yeah, you know why you didn't
me.
See it that way?
Y'all don't never see it that way, nephew. And I'm gonna be y'all don't never see it that way. When it's you on the foot.
I said, why would I
like,
see it that way?
Hold up. I'm gonna go back to when I was on this motherfucker and I'm Jamie. Me and Jamie was into it. Jamie done said all type of shit to me and I don't want Jamie to get on this motherfucker think I'm starting no shit with him. I'm just using this as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Jamie stay into it. And I said, I can't go testing every motherfucking day like Jamie. You know what I'm saying? I don't
right.
I don't know what the fuck Jamie do. I work every fucking day. I don't got to. And motherfuckers, the next day, motherfuckers on the morning show made it seem like I said something all the way out of pocket. So now here you is talking about you ain't take it that way. Y'all don't never take it that way until it's somebody on y'all side. And I'm going to say y'all side. When it comes to the fucking South, if it's somebody say some shit out of pocket and it's on the South, then it's all talked about all week long. But if somebody up North say some shit, it's like, oh, it ain't really like that. That ain't how it went. Bullshit, man. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's stop being bitches on this fucking phone. Morning show, night show. Like, who in the fuck, other than me and a few other motherfuckers, gonna stand up, man? For the bullshit. Like, it'd be too much bullshit going on when we all adults, we all grown, and we ain't crazy. Marcus Burke just posted up some bullshit today. And I said I was going to stay out of that shit, but just being me, it's bullshit. Marcus Burke can put up a fucking post. John Gotti ain't going to be at Bobby Cole race, and goddamn, unless he get half the gate. Who the fuck does that, man? This is shit that pisses me off. But then when I say something, oh, take too aggressive. Take wrong. Take stand on what's right. If I'm wrong, I'm the first motherfucker I can admit if I'm wrong. If I said something and the motherfucker called me, when they said that shit about Trigger Man, they called me. I said, well, man, I didn't mean it like that. Jamie, I'm sorry, bro. I'm a man. That's not how I meant. I didn't mean that you was selling no drugs or none of that shit, nigga. All I'm saying is I have a business. I work every day. I can't go test. You, Jamie posted up that he testing 3-4 days a week. I can't do that. But I never insinuated no kind of way that he was doing something illegal and he can do it, and I can't. I never said that. Y'all put those words. Y'all made that conclusion. Y'all came up with that bullshit and called me the next day for 3 days in a row and pushed that shit. So I told the man, that's not how I meant it, because I'm a man. And if he took it that way, I don't want him to feel like that, because I want to race him, and I feel like we, again, I'm, see, the way I'm going now in 2024, I think we cool. I don't know if I'm cool with none of you motherfuckers. There's a lot of backstabbing bitch-ass niggas that don't have a voice and don't really want to speak their mind. I can speak my mind to you, nephew, because I'm a man, and you can do the same to me, and we still going to be cool, bro. I don't throw rocks and hide my fucking hand. I'm not no bitch-ass nigga. And I ain't soft, and I ain't scared of no motherfucking body. So I can tell you how I feel. And if you don't agree,
then we can agree to disagree, but we can still be all right. I ain't going to talk about you. If whatever I say once, Men's Skin got a slogan. We've been saying it for years. Whenever I say once, I say twice. That means if I said about your ass and you wasn't around, I said to your goddamn face because I ain't scared. Men ain't men no more. Men ain't men no more. These motherfuckers act like they scared. Like, ain't nobody going to beat you up if you speak your mind. We trying to raise.
I'm curious on why the guy say he won't have the gate. Ain't nobody coming to see him. Like,
Ray Ryan, they will not talk about that. I bet they ain't going to talk about that shit all week. They going to talk about that because that's their buddy.
If I was having a goddamn race and a motherfucker told me he wasn't coming unless he could have the gate, well, I said, we'll send you some pictures then, buddy, because you ain't, if I throw a race ain't there, bitch in the world, you don't have a mind.
Right.
But then you got to talk about what you want to talk about. You can't, you know, if
I don't be wanting to talk about shit. And listen, I guarantee you, check my record, 95% of the time, that you hear me talking, it's because a motherfucker was talking about me or saying some shit about some other shit that I don't like, and I get involved in it. I get on this motherfucker, and I won't say a fucking word, if you really want to be honest. I'm just not no nigga to sit back and lay down and hear the bullshit and don't say nothing.
Well, I'm curious to know, why do he deserve to get the fucking gate? That's what I want to know. Why?
Just cause he
put that on there, you can't stop a man from saying what he want to say out of his mouth. Now, just cause he put it on there.
No,
but if
no,
a motherfucker,
no,
if
no,
I throw the race to the motherfucker, told me that, I'll tell him, well, have a good day, motherfucker.
He can say, listen, every man, like, we just talked about that last week, didn't we, Ryan? They said people can say what they want to say. He can. So because he said it, is it right? I can't say it's wrong. I ain't never seen nobody else say no shit like that. I ain't never seen I ain't bringing my car to your race unless I get half the fucking gate. I ain't never seen no motherfucker say that shit. In social media, might call you.
Whether you plan or not, but it don't, like, when you throw somebody, like, the man has a lot, he has a lot invested in throwing his race. So when you have somebody that has a dedication and they throw their race and they put a lot of effort and put a lot of money up, that's nothing to play with because you're playing with somebody's livelihood. Mm-hmm. At some point, you're taking away from somebody personal, and, like, that's a gamble. It's a gamble to throw a race. I never threw a race. I don't want to throw no damn race, but if I had to help somebody to throw a race, I'll help them and don't want none out of it. But for somebody to say they won't have the gate fee, but I'm curious on, like, I'm actually curious on why he would think he deserved to have the gate fee. Like, what is he going to do? What is he going to do that he's going to bring?
You know what, though?
How do you take that?
What?
Like Nephew said,
it really could have been a joke. It really could have been playing.
Hey, Nephew said he didn't take that post of them selling the motor for juice. He didn't take it like you taking it, Ryan. How did you take that post that Marcus Burke put up, Nephew? How do you take that?
I mean, I know Marcus.
I know you know him. That's why I'm asking.
Marcus talk shit like that. I take it as Marcus talking shit. That's how I take it.
Okay.
I want to say this.
I'm going to be honest with you. Ain't no motherfucking Marcus Burke going to bring no fucking crowd. You got to have somebody like Salty against Bobby or Josie against Bobby to bring a fucking crowd. He not going to bring no motherfucking crowd. You got to be fucking crazy.
What's the big deal?
Tell the truth. Like why say it?
Right.
Like, why joke with me and say it? He ain't done shit. Like,
everybody's saying they somebody do shit.
No, I'm telling you.
You get on here
talking
like you big bad
wolf. No, I'm not. I'm telling Kyle Race your motherfucking ass. And you ain't going to budge. That's why. I'm, it's me over right. You. It's,
I told
yo, okay,
you
man, you ain't, you ain't, and you ain't ran, and I'll beat the fuck out of you, motherfucker. Get that kind of Bobby Cole, I'll beat the fuck out of you. And lock that in. Turn on 10, you pussy motherfucker. Act like it.
Yeah, damn.
Who the fuck you think you're talking to, man?
Don't worry
you
about
ain't gonna
it.
Do shit.
You win.
Don't worry about nothing.
I say my mind. I say my mind, you win.
Motherfucker ain't gonna bust
like
me up on
that
you.
Shit.
That motherfucker went to
hell. Ain't gonna bust a goddamn ring. Ain't gonna do
you
shit.
You win.
Talk that motherfucker shit. Man, I mess all over y'all, man.
You might not.
Now, Ryan, did you hear him? He said straight enough. Ryan, he said he run you with straight enough.
And I said, motherfucker,
now,
I said get his ass
up
there.
I don't even want to race him.
I
can't him.
Get his. Here, you see that? Because they some pussies, man. They ain't never going to race.
Right.
He just said, he
damn.
Told me. Look, he just said, he told me he was going to race. When he seen, and I race too.
Yeah, I seen you race too. Yeah, you win.
Okay. Yeah. You just sat there and said, I'll take straight. No, you won't.
Yeah,
no, you won't.
You're right. No, I won't.
We'll meet
you
up.
Won't do nothing.
We'll be on the
no,
same
we ain't gonna
line.
Meet
we'll
him.
Meet up.
Hey, plan. No, no, I don't race like that. Plan for me to reserve me to be on the same property. Reserve me. You ain't gonna do shit with that damn copy. Get your ass beat.
Not you.
Won't be the first time.
Nah, that's why. How y'all let one man talk to y'all like that? God damn it, let me borrow your car.
Man, dog, see.
Hey, dog,
it
used to be a time.
Shit, but
it used to be a time. But now if you, all you can do is you can change
time,
it. You can stop them from talking. I thought, no, nephew,
right.
All I'm saying is I'm trying to figure out where the fuck the Grudge Racing get to this point where, if like he talked, you said you were racing. He talking shit like you supposed to tell me
right.
Fuck up, straighten his ass out. That's what I thought. Now I'm not telling you what to do. Like I say, I feel like
you don't fight. They
don't
want
to
fight.
You don't
talk
like that.
I'm not gonna
but what I'm saying is, hey, nephew, this is the second time. Nephew, this is the second time. Like, me and you went to this when you said, I don't want to race you. I don't like the way you talk. Nigga, you know how I talk anyway. So if you say you're going to race me.
Hey, hold on. He say I sound like I
want to
fight. I'm not
gonna
fight this off,
and I'll
beat
you
up.
Hold on, nephew. Get with your people to get with me, and if y'all say y'all gonna raise the motherfucker, give me the money. I'll shut that big mouth motherfucking ass up. I'll lock it in.
That's
you ain't gotta say nothing to him. All I gotta do is say
what I want. I didn't know it got that bad. Where shit talk like girls racing is dope. Based around shit talking. So now if you shit talking to the guy, he don't want to race you no more, man.
Then where you get it misunderstood it. The motherfucker calls his home on a goddamn thing. I'm telling him I don't want to race him, but the motherfucker who owned the car might want to beat his ass, and I got to go to his ass. But what I'm telling him, the way he's talking,
okay.
I don't want to go through all that kind of talk with him, you know what I'm saying?
But you don't, but nephew, you are the person that's, like, you have been the person. He ain't never talked to none of the owners of those cars. You've been the one.
Well, if he
want
to race me, he better goddamn check how he talk to me. If he want to race. If he really want to race.
Why? When you open the door for it, though. You open the door for it.
Hey, I didn't
open the door. Hold on, Ryan. Before early this year, when you and Ryan first started talking, you the one open the door about running him with the Cutlass, and then y'all said y'all was going to lock in for my race. Then you say that. You said, well, when Tate race get closer,
right.
I'm going to lock you in. You was the one saying that. So, but you can't, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you open the door, you can't expect for a motherfucker to just stop when you open the door and what you said.
Let me ask it another way then. Normally, nephew talk shit, but you don't normally hear nephew talk the nasty shit like me or you might do. So maybe what he's saying to Ryan is, I talk shit, but I don't talk that nasty shit. You just too overly aggressive for me. I don't get into that. Is that fair or not?
I agree with you. I understand that. Drag don't talk nasty.
But you know,
drag
but you know
don't
what
cut to nobody or nothing.
Yeah, if you tell
Drag
then
got
don't
into,
talk to him that way.
Drag then got
Sarge
into
don't
any
talk to no one
altercation.
That way, don't talk to him. Just let him know you don't talk that way.
Right.
That's all nephew got to do. And Sarge won't talk to him
right,
that way.
Right.
Hey,
yeah,
man,
you know,
on, Sarge, listen,
you know, he don't do a lot of things.
If them motherfuckers gave me the okay to lock that car in, I'd go to Ryan's motherfucking house and shit on his front yard, shit on his doorstep. I don't give a fuck.
Look,
talk to me in
no,
goddamn
no,
kind of way
no,
you want to talk to me.
Hey, listen, long as you keep it racing, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. I'm gonna stop you, and that's why I had been on Sweetness the Mad, because they Trace been talking shit to me. For a long time, I wrecked my car.
Man.
I paid the fuck out, which he still keeps lying, talking about they didn't take no money from me. A fucking lie.
Hey, Tate, let me give you another example right quick, because people text me some good shit. They said, you ain't wrong. They said our nephew sort of like Chaos City Chaos. You know, we don't talk shit like that to Chaos City Chaos, because he don't talk that dirty shit to us, you know. He's a nephew sort of like that.
But that's your prerogative. That's your prerogative, but y'all not saying. Now listen to this shit. This weak motherfucker done it again. He say, I will run you. I'll take straighten it. I tell you, won't take straighten it to do nothing. I'll straighten y'all ass out at Bobby Cole race on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You won't take a motherfucking thing and do nothing to me. Like, how can you say that? How can you introduce or threaten me, and then when I say you're not going to do it, I don't want to race. Now all of a sudden he's not the car owner. Now all of a sudden, but see, if I was backing up like I did last year.
Everybody know that now. Everybody know he's never been the car owner.
Hold on, listen to this. Hold on, listen. I never did say that. But he acts like he could book the car in by saying, I'll take straight. But see, hold on, listen. No, you can't. You can't do a motherfucking thing. Only thing you can do is get in that driver's seat and be gracefully humble. And a precinct didn't let you drive their fucking car. That's what you can do. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You
can't get up there. Yeah, you can't get up there with me when I tell you to, because you curled up.
Right.
Every time you introduce a car to me, I'm gonna run you. You get what I'm saying?
Well,
y'all thought y'all had.
Way,
hey, look.
I ain't been running you, and I probably try to make it have another good year, and don't give a damn if I don't run you again.
My mic over.
I say something real quick. I say something real quick, and I kind of agree with him, because he, you know what I'm saying. I ain't on his side or nothing. I'm with Ryan them, but Ryan, you didn't just say what you said. You said pussy motherfucker this and that. I think the pussy motherfucker made him not want to race you no more. He probably don't like that word. So don't do that, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Say
you
sorry.
You called him a pussy motherfucker, man.
Yeah, nephew don't talk. But nephew don't talk like that, though. So ain't nothing wrong with that.
I know.
But see, you know,
me and him have been in a conversation before, and